This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With me, Dylan Hafer.
Hold on, check, Nibo.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer, back from a weekend of sniffling and coughing, but boy am I feeling a lot better, and I hope that my voice sounds better than it did on Friday. We're still like a touch of scratchiness, but boy, I wanted to talk about traders so bad on Friday, and I thank you for everyone who listened. I haven't looked at the Apple reviews, so if you said something mean about me losing my voice, I haven't seen it yet, but maybe I will. But no, we're here with the new week. We've got lots to talk about. I'm going to catch up on some things that I haven't talked about in a while. Potomac. When was the last time I talked about Potomac on this podcast? It has been a minute and a half. We're going to talk about that a little bit. A little bit of Beverly Hills reunion talk. I didn't get to talk about last week's part two of that reunion. We've got some news to get into about The Valley, our favorite show that's coming up. There's just a lot going on. Summer House, things falling through the cracks left and right because there truly just aren't enough slots on the calendar to talk about everything that's happening. But you know what? We will be missing these days in a couple months when all we have to talk about is like Britney and Jax's separation and like, I don't know, Below Deck something, like, I don't even, we'll see. There will be plenty on the calendar, I promise. But we have Jersey coming back in May. We got the trailer for that. Dubai is coming back in June. Dubai coming back for season two, like 2 years to the day almost after their first season premiered, is like, I guess I appreciate that they're going for consistency, but I feel like they're trying to make us forget that there was like a whole year that went by in between with no Real Housewives of Dubai. I personally, like, this is what I think about all day, every day, and I couldn't tell you what happened on season one of Real Housewives of Dubai, so I feel like they're going to need to do a little bit of, like, a here's what you missed last week on Glee, of, like, five or 10 minutes of just reminding us, like, who gets along with whom and who is enemies and what is everyone's personal storyline. I don't know. Like, is Caroline Brooks' spa finally open? I believe it is. I really have been consumed for the last 24 hours or so with this Kate Middleton photo situation. This has nothing to do with Bravo, except for the fact it's kind of feels Bravo adjacent that a UK royal is having to post an Instagram story apology for editing her photo. Like, this is something, editing a family photo is something I believe there have been Reddit threads about Kim Zolciak doing. Like, I remember back in the day you would see like, did she facetune her daughter's nose to look smaller? And this is not quite that. Like, it's in a different direction. Like, this isn't Lisa Hochstein, NeNe Leakes style facetune, but it's something a little darker, a little more jarring, this Mother's Day photo that we saw yesterday that now she has apologized for, clarified. I don't know. Kate Middleton, if you're listening to this, girl, you gotta post a video. You gotta go on like IG Live and answer the questions for the followers. That's what people want to see at this point. God, imagine Kate Middleton doing IG Live. Actually, what I would rather see is her going on TikTok live so people could send her the little gifts. Like, imagine Kate Middleton being like, thank you for the roses. Thank you for the roses. Ooh, the cowboy hat is so fun. Like, ice cream, so good. That would be epic. And that would silence the haters. I just know it. Okay, but The Valley. This show has not even premiered yet. It comes out next week after Vanderpump Rules. I've been led to believe that we will get a sort of backdoor pilot on next week's Vanderpump Rules into the first episode of The Valley. I imagine that will come in the form of like Jax and Sandoval, I don't know, hugging it out, having like a bro moment. I just like shudder down my spine. But this show, it comes out next week. We've all talked about how this show is like the least appealing thing that Bravo has ever put out. But there is now a wrinkle that is, God, they're gonna get us to watch this fucking show. So Brittany said on her podcast a couple weeks ago that she and Jax are currently living in separate houses. They're taking some time. They're taking some space. And in the wake of this, it has been widely reported that cameras are back up. They have resumed production on The Valley to cover the, I don't know, developing story of Brittany and Jax not living in the same home. I almost feel like we could probably just scrap whatever we were going to air and like just show us this part. I can't imagine the rest of the season is going to be like all that exciting. There was a commercial for The Valley during the Oscars last night. And I'm like, what are we doing? What are we doing? But this like recent trend of all of these shows picking back up production when there are newsworthy events happening within the cast, it is kind of shocking how many times it has happened in the last year. The fact that we had this, obviously with Scandoval, this kind of, I think, broke the dam on the filming timelines and the I guess, outside the box thinking of production on how they're going to address these things that really should be part of the storytelling on the show. But obviously life continues to happen outside of the, you know, handful of months that you're filming. Scandoval, we had it with Kyle and Mauricio over the summer. I believe that's what we're going to get later this season on Summer House when Carl breaks up with Lindsay. And now The Valley, a show that has not even aired a single episode yet, is also getting this, you know, pick the cameras back up treatment. I think that it is for the viewers who want the full picture of what's happening in the lives of these people. I think it's an exciting direction, but I also think that it's a little bit, I think that we're going to get to a point fairly quickly with this trend where these cast members are going to be more strategic, more careful, maybe more scheming about how they sort of roll out these life updates. And I think that there can be a plus side and a negative side, because in the past, maybe if somebody thought that they saved their breakup for once filming was done, that they would kind of be able to skate by and not really have to talk about it or not really have to show it, or, you know, that the information would come out right after they had filmed the reunion, so they couldn't talk about it on the reunion. This, we definitely saw timelines like this play out, and now it seems like those kind of like that structure is breaking down a little bit. And I think that there are definitely some Bravo cast members who are like totally game to be like, oh yeah, shit went left with my marriage, come film, we gotta show this. But I think there are gonna be plenty of people on these shows who are sort of like, hey, no, like, if my marriage is falling apart and it's not while we're filming, I already fulfilled my filming obligations. Like, I'm dealing with this on my own time. And just because it didn't line up with your timeline doesn't mean that you get to like show up at my house tomorrow with a camera crew and have the full access. Like, I showed what I said I would show on the show. I should stop using the word show. So I think that while I'm excited to see these individual plot lines to varying degrees, Brittany and Jax, we'll see. But I do just think that I don't think that this is a sustainable trend in reality TV production, because the shows that we've seen that are sort of filming year round, I feel like that in the past was more for shows like almost like a TLC vibe, where it's like, oh yeah, they're always like, you know, they're doing like two seasons a year and they only really take these short breaks. Like, it's very 19 Kids and Counting to me, which there's a darkness there that we should not approach on Bravo. But I think the way that Bravo has done their production has always been pretty contained to a certain time of year, a certain set of, you know, a few months. And I think that I don't think that it's going to be sustainable to keep going in this direction. So we will see what happens with the Valley. I, of course, will watch the premiere. We'll talk about it as much as we must. But I don't know. I do have questions about sort of where we're going longer term with this this like breaking news style of production, the I need Andy and a camera construct of it all.
Summer is fast approaching, which means more social events, more weddings to attend, more nights on the town, and hopefully more vacations. That's why I'm so thankful for today's sponsor, Honeylove, for covering us with the best shapewear. With Honeylove, you can feel your best even when you're wearing less. They've revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. Plus, they're the only shapewear that won't ever roll down no matter how much you groove on the dance floor. For a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/MIA. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/MIA. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling superpower short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their Signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves. The superpower short is helping ladies everywhere sculpt and smooth from stomach to thigh by offering just the perfect amount of compression. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom an amazing shape. Treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/MIA. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off honeylove.com/MIA. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The summer vibes are just getting started, honeys. Shape your life with Honeylove.
I feel like we've all had that moment where you're at somebody's wedding and you're looking around the food, the venue, the music, the overall vibe. And you're making like that mental checklist of if I were planning a wedding right now, maybe you are, maybe you aren't. What would I want to copy from this? What would I want to change? What would I want to tweak? Well, I've been a part of my fair share of weddings over the years, and I know just how stressful the process can be. You go from that newly engaged bliss to overwhelmed by invitation paper and flower colors in the blink of an eye. But using Zola helps with wedding planning from start to finish and makes every decision easier so you can stay in your bliss. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake, Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and even maybe enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch. Zola helps couples plan the wedding they really want. With tons of unique features and personalized recommendations based on a couple's preferences, every Zola wedding is as unique as the couple planning it. They've thought of everything you'll need and have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Okay, let's talk about the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion. Part two last week. I'm starting to drill down on this idea that I don't think Kyle and Dorit are necessarily really meant to be friends. And likewise, I don't necessarily think that Sutton and Kyle are really meant to be friends. And watching the way that Dorit and Sutton are getting into their issues with Kyle on this reunion, it just, I feel like we're pushing up against the limits of these friendships that have been on the show for a while, certainly with Kyle and Dorit, and to a little lesser extent with Kyle and Sutton. We've seen these women together for years. They have, you know, been in this quote unquote friend group for years. And so you think like, okay, like, yeah, like I can believe that all these women are friends. But I think with Kyle and Dorit especially, there's this line of questioning that's come up at the reunion and a little bit during the season too, of how good of friends are Kyle and Dorit really? And it feels like Kyle is at a point in her life where she is sort of not willing to play along with the idea of somebody on the show being one of her really close friends if she doesn't feel that that is 100% accurate outside of the show. And I get it. I get where she's coming from, that when she's going through this bigger real life stuff with her sisters, with her husband, with, you know, her lifestyle changes, that she doesn't want to be like, oh, Dorit, you're my bestie, and include her in everything if she doesn't feel that way toward her. But I also think that Dorit is kind of justified in being a little bit perturbed by this because they have always had this dynamic on the show. And so it's like Dorit is kind of just going about this friendship the way that she always has, but Kyle is sort of pulling back and not really holding up her end of the like TV BFF contract. And I think that it's tricky. It's tricky because I, on the one hand, I like seeing friendships that I can believe are authentic. And I think that there is a genuine quality to certain friendships on Housewives that you can tell extends beyond the show, and that genuinely like enriches the show. I think if you think of somebody like Giselle and Robin or Marisol and Alexia, like those friendships that really do feel like they have stakes more than just like we're allies on a TV show. But at the same time, I think that when you're not willing to sort of play along with the person who you have in the past sort of addressed as your like closest friend within the group, it does sort of start to feel like, do you still really want to be here? Do you still really want to sign up for what this show kind of asks of you? Which is, I think, one of two things. You either can show your real authentic life, warts and all, and bring on your real friends and kind of open up your life to the show, or, and I think this is just as valid, you can build a version of your life that is kind of for the show. You can have your best friend who is maybe somebody that you hang out with off camera, but is really like your dedicated person in the cast that you treat as a best friend. I think, honestly, I think Sutton and Garcelle's friendship is a good example of this. I do think these women have affection toward each other and talk outside of the context of just being on camera, but I don't think that they're like lifelong besties who are going on vacation with each other and talking constantly and would continue at the same level if they weren't on the show together. And I think that Kyle and Dorit sort of had that level of friendship. I think that Kyle was obviously closer with Teddy. Once Teddy left the show, Dorit was kind of Kyle's person in the cast and vice versa. And this season, it's felt like Kyle was sort of over it. And so I think that Dorit feels like she's kind of left holding the bag a little bit, where she's like, well, if you didn't think we were that good of friends, that's news to me, because I'm out here on the show being like, Kyle's my friend, where is she? And you're like, Dorit, who? We've only gone on vacation together once. And like, sorry, it's such a rich person, like, frame of mind to be like, we're not that close because we don't go on these like lavish international vacations together all the time when we're not filming a show. It's like, well, first of all, you go on a lavish international vacation every single year on the show. Like, you've been to what, half a dozen countries with this woman? But also it's like, yeah, like real friends don't need to be like in Cabo every other month together. You can have a friendship that's built on like going over to someone's house and like eating lunch together. But I think that Kyle, she needs to sort out her priorities a little bit. She's a Hermione Granger of sorts. That I think if Kyle really feels like what matters to her the most is kind of going through whatever phase of life she's in, whatever journey she's on, going through that on her own terms with her own true close friends, sharing information with whoever she feels like she wants to share information with, I don't think that that is super conducive to staying on a Real Housewives program. Especially because if none of those real friends and real confidants are on the show and you don't want to talk about things on camera, what are you talking about on camera? What are you showing? Because it's, I mean, I think it's a valid critique to say that Sutton only shows off her dating coach and buying a horse. But at the same time, I kind of feel like that's what Sutton has going on in her life. Like, I don't mean to sound rude, but when you're like, Sutton doesn't share that much on the show, I'm like, I don't know if Sutton has that much to share. Like, I kind of think she's just a rich lady who bought a horse. Whereas Kyle, we know something's going on. She just doesn't really want to talk about it. You know, maybe neither situation is ideal, but I don't know. I'm curious to see how we proceed after the season. Also, Crystal and Dorit have been going after each other for weeks on social media. These passive-aggressive comments, these replies, these digs at each other. And I wish that I was more into it in a way. I think that Crystal, I love when Crystal is in her like bitchy energy bag. Like, I think that honestly works really well for her. I just kind of think that her dynamic with Kyle and Dorit, it's sort of just like, I don't know. It feels like, it feels a little bleak. It feels a little, I don't know. I wish that Crystal had somebody a little more fun to spar with, because Dorit takes everything so fucking serious. She takes everything so personally. She's so, I don't know. She just takes everything seriously. Kyle kind of does too. She doesn't want to be open. She doesn't, it feels like the Kyle and Dorit don't quite see Crystal as being like on their level, even though as a viewer, I feel like Crystal is giving us kind of a lot. I don't know. I would love for Crystal to have sort of a more fun shade kind of opponent next season. And I did see, I've seen a couple tweets floating the idea of what if MJ, Mercedes Javid, what if she were to make a little journey to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? She's hot off this season of Traitors, where I thought that she was one of the standout performers, especially in the second half of the season. She is a Bravo Leb without a home. I don't mean that in the literal sense. Her house is lovely. She is without a permanent core franchise to be a part of. Shaws of Sunset went off the air, what, 2-3 years ago? And there hasn't been a peep. There was a time when we were getting these little tidbits of like, we're doing something, we're working on something, Reza and MJ are there's something in the works. Nothing has materialized. As far as I'm concerned, whatever they were working on must be sort of dead in the water, because there hasn't been a single update. Would MJ work on Beverly Hills? I feel like the initial gut instinct is to say like, no, I don't know if she would really fit in with that group of women, but maybe that's what we need. Because I think one of the rubs on Beverly Hills season after season is that it's kind of this group of women who see themselves in a certain light that can make it hard to really get into the mess. Lisa Rinna, of course, was iconically messy until she kind of flamed out. But Kyle takes herself a little seriously, doesn't want to be super open. Dorit, nobody has taken themselves more seriously. Garcelle is in a place in the industry where I think that she does a good job on Housewives, but she's never going to quite be chaotic in the way that we would like. I think Sutton, you know, this whole cast kind of has that like, as much as I can enjoy them sometimes, it's a little bit of a like stick up their ass kind of vibe. It's like the general reading of the room on Beverly Hills. And I think that somebody like MJ could be, I hate this word, but like a disruptor in that space. She's like the Elon Musk of reality TV stars. Scratch that. Elon Musk is not worthy of that comparison. MJ, I'm so sorry. MJ would never buy Twitter. MJ would buy like, I don't know, a hair care brand and try and do something with it. I don't know. But it's something to chew on. Maybe we'll think about this more next year or later. I don't know. The reunion ends soon. But we'll keep an eye on MJ, because I feel like we haven't seen the last of her. But I don't know what that means, because Shaz is not in existence anymore. Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three-beverage rotation on my desk at all times.
One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, Acai Grape, Pineapple Mango, Lemon, and Mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, I did say I would talk about Real Housewives of Potomac. We're going to do quick little updates because it's been a while and I do feel bad about this. There has been a pretty strong sentiment that I've seen on social media this season that Real Housewives of Potomac has just sort of lost the juice. This season has been, I would say it's been up and down, but like up and down on a level where like we're like undulating within the like bottom half. Like the ups have been, we're getting to like a, it's like one of those, like the weather right now where it's like, okay, it's like 35 in the morning and you're like, oh, it's going to be warm today. And then you look and it's like, okay, well, it's going to be 55. let's not get ahead of ourselves. Like Potomac is at that point where it's like, it might feel nice when you're in the sun in the afternoon, but is it like balmy? Are you wearing shorts and a t-shirt? Not particularly. And I think that with Potomac catching up, watching the Dominican trip, watching this episode where we're running back the Charisse and Jacqueline playbook for God knows what reason, it just feels like there is this sort of malaise over the group where we can have these interesting moments. There are some good conversations, some interesting dynamics happening, but there are things holding us back where our feet are like bolted to the floor a little bit because of this, the Candace versus Giselle and the Candace versus Robin and the Giselle versus Wendy. Those dynamics are all the Wendy versus NECA that has not cleared up at all. It makes it really hard to feel like we can make real momentum in a new direction when there are these handful, it's not just one or two, this sort of unit within the group that just cannot really get to a better place with each other. And that's why I thought this episode, this was episode 16 of the season. We are like 5 months into this season. And we bring Charisse back. Charisse is hosting a crab boil. She's inviting Jacqueline because she's friends with Jacqueline now. Jacqueline and Mia are going to have, you know, this like head-to-head collision. The fact that this is happening 16 episodes into the season really just says to me that, like, I don't know if this was even in the plans for this season. Charisse is not in the group the same way she has been the last couple of years. I don't think we've seen Jacqueline at all this season. It's like, oh, we were running low on story and we had an episode count to hit. So let's call up Charisse. We know she's going to pick up the phone on the first ring. Because, I mean, if there's one thing about Charisse, she will show up. She will do whatever you want. Like, Charisse is nothing if not available. And I appreciate it. I think that there's value in it. But I also don't really feel like seeing Charisse pounding her hands on a table and yelling is fixing any of the issues with this season. And likewise, seeing Jacqueline and Mia have this conversation where they actually do get to a better place. They're trying to work through some of their issues. I mean, it's seemingly from Mia's, experience with abuse when she was younger, which is of course important and interesting. But I think that the lens of her friendship with Jacqueline is just not something that we've really been paying attention to all season. So to have this be a focal point of one of the last episodes of the season, it just feels a little bit like the producers were starting to panic a little bit and decided to add a couple of last minute ingredients to the soup. And as we all know, when you're cooking and you're like 90% done with the recipe and you're like, I'll add parsley, it doesn't always make the dish better. Like sometimes you're just getting bits of parsley in your teeth and you're not really getting like the full effect of the seasoning. Does that make sense? I have no idea what I'm talking about. I do think it's been interesting the last couple of weeks. We've seen Giselle, Wendy, Ashley, and Candace all doing talk show appearances. Some of them were on Drew Barrymore. Some of them were on Kelly Clarkson. It's interesting to see this group of women being sent out to do kind of like top tier press for the show, for the network, because there has been a lot of chatter about what might happen with Potomac casting after this season. If this could finally be the year where we see this, the OG foursome broken up in some way, if there's, if it could be Wendy's time to go, if there could be one less green-eyed bandit next season on Potomac. And, you know, I don't know if we can really read too much into who's getting sent out to what talk shows. That might be just, you know, something that is decided way in advance or is just, you know, kind of something that they're doing across the board. I mean, Dorinda was on Drew Barrymore and it's like, what is Dorinda? Does she have a show? Maybe she can go to Beverly Hills with MJ. I don't know what's happening there. But I'm very curious to see what they do with Potomac this season. I feel like this reunion is going to be rough. Because if Candace and, I mean, the aforementioned people who hate each other, if they really can't make any sort of progress, we're going to spend 3 more hours on a reunion that's just like bad vibes all around. And I don't like bad vibes. And I have a feeling most of you don't either. But maybe there's hope. Perhaps there's hope somewhere. God, please let there be hope. But in the meantime, what a upper to end this episode on. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. Don't forget to rate, review, and follow the show wherever you listen. If you have, questions, comments, concerns, let me know, I guess, or don't. I don't know what I'm inviting. But thank you so much. And until next time, be cool. Don't be all like uncool.
Mention It All is produced by Dylan Hafer, Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Pico, and Rebecca Sousmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Dylan Hafer. Guest booking by Dylan Hafer and Ali Friedlander. Be sure to follow at Bravo by Betches on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Betches.